look like you're just the right age to be drafted. Does that bother you? Can't fight Iraq and Iran and North Korea all at the same time. There ain't enough troops. There was a sign at Jonestown behind Jim Jones' dead body. And it said, those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Which would you rather sacrifice, your road hog or your life? Die for oil, sucker. Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV, never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a timeline book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing with your legs blown away. Die for oil, sucker. 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 You too can get your face shot off, so Exxon and Halliburton keep the profits going up. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance to live and prosper in peace, cause our president's sick with mad cowboy disease. King George never cared about 911 family's pain. How can we exploit this for financial gain? Cheney already had a handy map of Iraq's oil wells, pipes, and terminals they were scheming to snatch. Hijack all that crude from the Chinese and French, so we then have all their economies by the nuts. Then bring in the cronies to feed at the drop. Halliburton and Bechtel ripping everyone off. Never was to fight terror, liberate anyone. Set record oil profits, doubling 2 years in a row. This is what our soldiers are really fighting for. Die for oil, sucker. 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 It'll kill the poor, even faster than crack. Ship them out to war, make sure they don't come back. Give them tanks that fall apart and helicopters that crash. Humvee armor they forgot to attach. Just like Tom Cruise in a wheelchair. Does our government support our troops? They don't care. Cut their pay, yank their benefits, go beg in the street. Won't even admit Gulf War syndrome exists. Summer coming home, brain damage, post-traumatic stress. Which one will be the next Timothy McVeigh? Die for oil, sucker, 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 sucker. Saddam's so egocentric, he even replaced Mickey Mouse on watches with his own face. For years he was our tyrant we thought we could use. We sold him his guns and his nerve gas, too. Now he and Bin Laden and Iran's Ayatollahs are laughing like mad because we're right where they want us. Sole superpower can't conquer Iraq, and it's costing so much, our economy's tanked. Washington generals are losing again. Now let's see how bad we can lose in Iran. Still think we can waltz ready, colonize their hearts and minds? The Islamic world's now so damn mad we may never get out of this alive.
Mission accomplished. We got the job done.
Take a country that ain't a terror threat, turn it into one. Bush is wrong.
They don't hate us because of our freedom.
They hate us because we won't let them have any freedom. We promise democracy, give them Abu Ghraib, Phosphorus, and Fallujah. What are they supposed to think? 3 dozen terror attacks in 2003, 3,000 in 2004. Does anyone still think the War on Terror, Inc. has made us any safer at all? W draws his pom-pom and cheers.
Bring him on!
leaves troops like sitting ducks for insurgents to bomb. See how he smirks and turns up his nose as he sends away more who will never come home. Landmines, suicides, kill more troops every day. A hint from the locals that the longer we stay, we're the ones in harm's way wherever we lay. And we'll pay and we'll pay and we'll pay and we'll pay. Die for oil, sucker, sucker, sucker. What's so sick about this is there's a better way. Stop selling guns to dictators and Israel. Don't need to keep ourselves hostage to oil when cars and trucks and who knows what can run on biofuel. Road rage, wine won't give up SUVs. By law, let's make you the first draftee. Go get your own goddamn oil. It ain't up to us to protect your lifestyle. Running the world like our sweatshop can't last. Climate change and terrorists bite us all in the ass. Think they like their kings who sell us oil? Think of the cost to keep our army there. When the only way left to eat oil out of the ground is soldiers' guns treating Arabs like slaves. And like Hitler and Stalin, we put people in camps, torture them in secret like our pal Pinochet. What are we letting ourselves become? Abu Ghraib reserves, back home were prison guards. If this is what they say is funny over there, what are they planning for us over here? Like Milosevic or the Nazis, when they're gassing gays and Jews. Too many who know what's up, give up.
There's nothing we can do.
Like hell there ain't, and if we don't, who will? We know our rights, so more than ever use them now. There's two superpowers, just one's the USA. The other's resistance all over the world that will not go away. We stopped Vietnam, we want our civil rights true. So burn your draft card, burn the flag, and burn the Pentagon, too! On TV, it's a feel-good tabloid war. No bodies, no wounded, no funerals, no gore. Fake reality show where we always win. So much yellow ribbon that we're hanging ourselves. Pentagon parent pundits won't admit we exist. What that says to me is their owners are scared. That we are as strong as we've been in the past, and we will stop this war and their globalization scams. Yellow ribbon McCarthyism can't hold us too long. We support our troops most when we say, bring them home! So be all you can be. Say no to the Army, Air Force, Marines. Get off your butt before Bush blows it off. Don't die for oil. Don't be a sucker.